At WSHU, we're grateful that you've made it a priority to support classical music and the arts at a time when our communities need them the most. I'm Sunday Baroque host Suzanne Bona. As a donor to this nonprofit listener-supported station, you are doing wonders. On behalf of all of us at WSHU and those whose lives you've changed for the better, thank you. We're expanding our world together.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around the Long Island Sound. A Democratic proposal to create an affordable health insurance trust fund for Connecticut residents has won the approval of a key legislative committee. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is trying to refocus the debate over her plan to overhaul the state's car insurance laws. Plus, Connecticut lawmakers are fast-tracking a move to keep the Aquarian Water Company under regulators' control. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. A Democratic proposal to create an affordable health insurance trust fund for Connecticut residents has won the approval of a key legislative committee. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Senator Matt Lesser is the co-chair of the Human Services Committee. He says the trust fund would enable continued coverage for tens of thousands of low-income state residents who lost their Husky Medicaid coverage this year due to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill passed by congressional Republicans.
We're setting up a basic health plan to ensure that low-income residents can get affordable health insurance and that the president doesn't have the ability to take that away.
Republicans voted against the bill. Ranking member Senator Jason Perillo says Democrats are creating yet another government program aimed at killing the private health insurance market.
All we're doing is moving more people to a government-run health insurance plan, which historically have under-reimbursed providers.
Perillo noted that the Connecticut Hospital Association does not support the proposal. The bill creates the Connecticut Health Insurance Trust Fund by using $200 million from money left over from the state's $500 million emergency contingency fund that lawmakers created last fall to backstop federal cuts to safety net programs. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is trying to refocus the debate over her plan to overhaul the state's car insurance laws. John Campbell reports.
The governor wants to limit payouts to those who are found mostly responsible for a car wreck. She says it would reduce insurance costs. Ride-hailing company Uber has spent $8 million on ads touting the plan, which has some lawmakers wary of it. But Hochul's been trying to keep the focus on groups representing seniors and firefighters and small businesses, all of which support her plan.
I think it's, disingenuous for people to say that, oh, it's one company that stood up and therefore we're paying attention to affordability.
The New York State Trial Lawyers Association opposes the plan. The group's president says it would strip rights away from crash victims. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut lawmakers are fast-tracking a move to keep the Aquarian Water Company under regulators' control, with just days before a vote to allow its sale. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Eversource wants to sell Aquarian to New Haven's Regional Water Authority for $2.4 billion. Many lawmakers, including State Attorney General William Tong, are vocally opposed. They say it'd lead to higher water rates. Earlier this month, PURA, the state's energy regulator, said they'd allow the sale after first blocking it. Some lawmakers swore they'd try to keep that from happening. A bill that cleared the committee this week would give PURA the authority to approve or reject Aquarian's rate hikes, even if they're in the hands of a quasi-public entity. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
State budget talks are underway in Albany. More on that is ahead.
WSHU delivers trusted news reporting that keeps you accurately informed and uplifting music that delights and surprises you. It's what we're here to do and what you count on. I'm Brad Dancer, WSHU General Manager. Your financial support gives our reporters the resources to separate fact from falsehood. It also brings a daily source of inspiration through classical music. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU. We're expanding our world together.
New Haven approved more than 500 new apartment units in a huge complex near the city's Union Square. The city says 40% of them will meet the state's threshold for affordable housing. Developers ultimately plan for nearly 2,500 units in the complex. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman could lose out on millions of dollars in matching public funds in his campaign to unseat New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Democrats on the Public Campaign Finance Board say Blakeman and his running mate filed incorrect paperwork, making them ineligible. Republican officials say Blakeman should be allowed to fix the application. A New Britain teacher who hung a crucifix in her classroom is asking for an appeal. Last year, a federal judge ruled against her and ordered her to take the crucifix down. She says she has a constitutional right to religious expression. A coalition of animal rights groups on Long Island are offering a $5,000 reward for information about a decapitated baby goat found in Bellport. The groups are investigating for signs of ritual sacrifice and called the killing a, quote, gruesome and intentional act of animal cruelty. State budget talks are underway at the Capitol, and the issues include changes to climate and insurance policy, along with dollars and cents. New York Public News Network reporters Jimmy Vielkind and Samuel King break down the latest.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Samuel.
Jimmy, budget talks kicked off in earnest when leaders of the State Assembly and Senate met for a joint conference committee. What tone did they set?
Well, they talked about all the work that lies ahead. And there's still this question of whether or not the $263-ish billion state budget will include a tax hike. Here's how Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty put it.
We have to figure out an agreement on what we want to purchase at the store, and then we'll figure out how do we have the money, do we have enough money to pay for? If we don't, what do we do?
Of course, the budget also includes a bunch of policy fights. Samuel, I'm wondering if there's anything new from Governor Hochul about her push to change the state's climate mandates.
Nothing, Jimmy, that's public. The governor has talked about changing the timeline for when the state needs to reduce carbon emissions under the 2019 Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, or CLCPA. She has also mentioned that the state could get wiggle room by changing how the benchmarks are calculated. Business organizations support Hochul's push. She says implementing the law as is would cost too much and isn't feasible. But there's been consistent pushback from environmental groups and some Democratic lawmakers. They say it's critical to act now on climate, and they say the long-term benefits of the law outweigh costs.
So what's the governor talking about instead?
Well, instead, she talked about her push to lower car insurance rates.
Yeah, that's right. The governor had a rally at the Capitol. She reiterated that this was a way to save consumers money. And she's holding firm, even in the face of a fierce lobbying campaign by the state's trial lawyers.
I am on a mission. I will not stop until we have figured out every single way that I can reduce costs in the great state of New York.
So one group that's really driving this...
Jimmy.
Oh, okay, sorry. One group that's been a major backer of the governor's push is funded by Uber. The ride-hail company has spent $8 million on an advertising campaign. Uber, of course, has to pay for insurance on all those trips, so it would save a lot of money if Hochul's proposals are enacted. And while this is taking up a lot of oxygen at the Capitol, there are other things cooking in the budget. You reported this week on thermal energy networks.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's right. It's a bipartisan group of lawmakers calling for $200 million in this year's budget to expand the use of that kind of renewable energy at SUNY campuses and in towns and cities across the state. It's bringing together a whole bunch of people, like environmental groups and unions, with Republicans like Senator Mario Matera of Suffolk County.
We know that we can reach the cleaner energy future without sacrificing jobs or costing New Yorkers, families, and billions of dollars. We all know that the electric grid is not ready for this demands right now. We need a real solution.
And you reported on something outside the budget, Jimmy, legislation that has to do with prisons. So who wants what?
Well, both Republicans and Democrats put forth bills. Republicans are seeking rollbacks of the HALT law, which limits how long incarcerated people can be placed in solitary confinement. That was a key complaint by correction officers in last year's prison strike. And Democrats, including Senator Julia Salazar, introduced the bill to change the policy around body scanners. Her legislation would require guards to go through scanners as well.
If our shared goal, and I believe it should be, is to achieve safety and stop contraband from entering prisons, then staff should be going through the same security checks as visitors.
We'll see if it gets taken up after the budget.
All right, Jamie, talk soon.
Take care.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org or with the free WSHU app. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. I hope you have a great weekend.